Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us once again today as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. So many people today are faced with problems and difficulties and dilemmas in life and seemingly not having an idea of which way to turn and what direction to go in. I have historically said the best direction to go in is the Bible, the Word of God. See what God's Word says. And as we search the Scripture, we find that God has an answer and a direction and illumination for each and every issue that we're faced with in life. I recommend highly the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. No better time in the history of our nation than right now to make the determination that we're going to trust the Lord and depend upon Him. When we see what's happening in Washington, when we listen to the rhetoric, when we listen to the and watch the chaos and the confusion, the calamity that's taking place, we need to recognize that God is the only answer. The Word of God gives us hope, direction, encouragement, and comfort as nothing else can. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today a subject that I think is vital in view of what's happening in our nation in relationship to Christmas. I believe Christmas is a time to go tell, a time for us to go tell. You'll see the rationale behind that statement later in the broadcast. We'll have an elongated monologue getting to that point to challenge us to not bend, not bow, and not break to the direction of the socialist Marxist agenda in society today. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the monologue and the directions in this issue that we're faced with today, let me just simply say that as we face the issues, we look at the Word of God. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. One of the greatest simple verses in the Bible you'll find as to answering that question, what is truth, is in John 17:17, where Jesus said, thy word is truth. We need to speak truth in love in every occasion and with every issue. Now I realize that many times a person will say, well, you just don't love me, when we confront with truth, notwithstanding that rhetoric from the one that doesn't want to hear truth. Let me just simply say that's our responsibility biblically, to speak the truth in love. It was George Orwell a number of years ago that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that taking place today, perhaps there's no other time in the history of our nation, where there's an animus and there's a hatred for truth. When you look at the Christmas scene and Christmas setting, you look at the nativity scenes and the Christmas carols and the colorful lights, there is a rejection of that on a national plane in America today because they hate the truth that Jesus Christ has come. They reject the fact that Jesus Christ is Yeshua Messiah. And as Christians, we celebrate that. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, today's broadcast, this portion of the broadcast, is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. with a full line of landscape and lawn care equipment, not only for the homeowner, but also for the professional landscaper. Tools for Time carries hurricane preparedness equipment and a full line of 100 generators with a knowledgeable staff to answer all your questions about backup power and generation. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, where is that located? How do I find it? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. If you find the gigantic flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7, find the flag, and at the base of that flag, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's easy to determine and to decide and to recognize that we are in the Christmas season. You may ask, just how do you say that, and why do you say that? Well, it's not just because of the lights. It's not because of the Christmas trees. It's not because of the sound of joy in the air with the Christmas carols. It's because of the anti-Christian, anti-Christ, anti-God attack on religious liberties and freedom of speech. That's how I know it's close to Christmas. In fact, if you were doing the research that I do on a daily basis and you recognize the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles from across the nation, from churches and schools and organizations, beginning in about October, November, December of each year, there's an avalanche of articles and responses where governing bodies and schools and school superintendents and those in our cities and city councils across the nation determine that they're going to side with the leftists, they're going to side with the, I call them the loose likes lost liberals, that they're going to side with the crowd that hates God, hates Christ, hates Christmas, because of the battle against God and against the Christian. It is the war against Christmas. And we say that, but it's actually a war against God. And it manifests itself in these areas, especially at Christmas time. I'll just give you a brief overview and not go into details with it at this time, but simply to set the stage of where we're going in talking about this war on Christmas. And the fact that at Christmas time, it's time for us to go tell. I'm saying that because, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. As Christians, when the battle is raging, when we see the ensuing of the battle, even at a greater level each year, we need to be able to, as Christians, say, we're not going to allow that to cause us to bend or bow or to break to the demands of the socialist and the anti-God, the atheist groups in America. But year after year, ladies and gentlemen, we witness the attack against the display of the nativity scenes. We watch the attack of the display of the Christmas trees. We see the attack on the singing of Christmas carols in the public places. We see the rejection of students passing out Christmas cards and saying Merry Christmas at public. Do you realize at the public schools, for the most part, the teachers and the superintendents of schools and most of the governmentally controlled public schools disallow, and reject and do not want the students even to say Merry Christmas or to pass out a Christmas card. A number of years ago, an entire school system in the United States of America, yes, an entire school system banned the students, disallowed them from passing out Christmas cards to other students. We see the banning and the rejection of schools where schools cannot decorate with colors of red and green. Did you know that? Many school systems today say that red and green is symbolic of Christmas, and so therefore you can't decorate with red or green ribbons in the classroom. Must be silver or tinsel or something that does not show forth green or red, because after all, those are colors for Christmas, and you can't decorate with Christmas colors because of Christmas. We're seeing the battle. And then there, those school districts and schools where students cannot have candy canes. They're not allowed in some schools at all because that represents Christmas, the candy cane. Didn't you know that? The candy cane. Therefore, it's banned. And even in shops across America, they're banning Christmas music, not wanting Christmas music to play. Here's an article that says a shop in New York banning all, quote, cheesy Christmas music to stop their staff from going crazy. A shop in New York has banned Christmas music recorded after the 1960s, declaring that they want their store to be cheesy-free, a cheesy-free zone. They're calling Christmas music cheesy music. Further in the article, it says that they they're going crazy with the same Christmas music, same Christmas hits being played year after year after year. And they're just tired of it. They do not want it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a battle against the song. It's not a battle against the music. It's a battle against what the music stands for. It's a battle against God. It's a battle against Christians. We need to understand that Christians are under persecution today, perhaps as never before in the history of the United States of America. It's just not to the very surface where there is murder and the destruction of life because you're a Christian, as we find back in the first century and as we find in nations around the world. But there's persecutions. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to rejoice because Jesus said, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first. The Apostle Paul said, all of those that love God are going to be persecuted. We need to understand that persecution is real and relevant. It's taking place today in the United States of America. Here's an article that says, Grinch group bullies elementary school into canceling a live nativity scene. Yes, the article is extensive, but I'll hit some highlights for you to get the point. A Grinch organization that flexes its influence each year during the holiday season, the Freedom From Religious Foundation, has bullied a school district in Oklahoma into canceling a live nativity scene that has been part of the school's annual Christmas celebration. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, wrote to the superintendent of the schools in Edmond, California, declaring the elementary school Christmas program may not include a live nativity scene in the performance. Liberty Council has handled many such disputes over the years and said that while FFRF cited the 7th U.S. Circuit Court Appeals ruling, the atheist organization failed to accurately describe the decision. Quote, the 7th Circuit Court simply did not make the sweeping ruling claimed by this organization as, again, selectively related what actually happened in the suit in order to frighten a school district into compliance, according to the Liberty Council and their explanation. The ruling clearly stated, this is the 7th Circuit Court ruling, ladies and gentlemen, we are not prepared to say that a nativity scene in the school performance automatically constitutes an Establishment Clause violation. The Freedom From Religion had said, as they had said, while a public school can hold holiday concerts, religious performances, and instructions that emphasize religious aspects of a holiday are prohibited. It continued, though, please note that including a live nativity performance in school's holiday concert remains illegal even if participation in the nativity scene is voluntary. The appeals court says the district court found that the Christmas Spectacular program, a program in which cultural, pedagogical, and entertainment value center stage, did not violate the Establishment Clause, end quote. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, these anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Christmas organizations will take a portion, a fragment, a phrase out of the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals response and make it sound as though you cannot do it. Ladies and gentlemen, that organization, the Freedom From Religious Foundation, needs to be closed down. Christians need to take a stand and say, you're not shutting me down. Christians need to say, we're not taking our nativity scene down. Christians need to say, we're not going to shut up, we're going to sit up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, rather than being silenced into the closets and not being heard. Here's an article by Tony Perkins in his newsletter dated December the 16th. According to the Rasmussen poll, more than 2 out of every 3 Americans feel their beliefs are under attack. While the continued assault by the radical left on wedding vendors, teachers, students, athletes, artists, and more threatens to the religious freedom undeniable in America. Our religious liberties and our religious freedoms, ladies and gentlemen, are under attack. And I realize that for the most part, the attacks become open and visible and verbal and violent more often at Christmas season than any other time of the year. But don't you dare think that that's the only time that this is taking place. It is an increasing, enlarging element across America year after year after year. It manifests itself more at the Christmas season. So I want you to understand, if you got sons and daughters in school, let them pass out Christmas cards. Invite them to say Merry Christmas to others. If your school is proposing a nativity scene, encourage them to do so. Let them hear from we, the Christians, that are in approval of what they're doing. Not letting the voices of the disapproval and the dissenters be the only voices they hear. Stand up, speak up, go to the school board meetings and demand that they allow the Christmas scenes and the nativity scenes and the Christmas carols and the wreaths to be promulgated and carried out in our public school system. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, when your son or daughter and our grandkids enter into the school doors, they do not surrender their First Amendment rights. Our First Amendment rights are not something we put on just in certain places of society and certain days and certain events, and then other events we peeled it off and we're no longer considered Christians. We no longer have the First Amendment rights, the freedom of speech, and the freedom of religious liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, 'Tis the season to fight the court over baby Jesus, holiday decor, and Christmas carols. It's fascinating. Dated December the 13th, 2019. 2019 has been a landmark year for religious liberty in America, a unique and special year of monumental achievements in the reclaiming of our First Amendment freedoms. However, as we begin writing the final chapter of 2019, it appears that the most wonderful time of the year is no exception to an all-out war on our faith. Hear that? An all-out war on our faith. That's exactly what we see. This article says anti-faith groups and activists remain laser focused on attacking our First Amendment rights, and they're certainly not afraid to trample your rights in more vicious, personal, and brazen ways than ever before, even if it means dampening the joy and the spirit of the happiness during the Christmas holidays. Here's the further part of the article with the subtitle, Silent Lights, not Silent Nights, Silent Lights. One family who won't have the joy of decorating for Christmas. Imagine a holiday season, a Christmas season, without decorative wreaths, the aura of fresh-cut pine, a fresh-cut pine tree, or the golden glimmer of lights. Is it possible that even this joyful display could be the target of anti-religious, anti-Christian hostilities? Sadly, it looks that way for one family in Idaho. A few years ago, Jerry and Christy Morris set up a successful Christmas display and program in their neighborhood. It featured cotton candy, candy canes, hot chocolate for the neighbors and families and children, beautiful holiday lights, and the appearance of Santa Claus. They also used the opportunity to accept donations for local charities serving children with the homeless that are suffering from cancer. But their homeowners association took a chapter right out of Grinch's playbook. At one point, one of the association members bluntly stated that they were doing so because someone in this association doesn't like Christmas, end quote. Eventually, Jeremy and Christy had to go to court to resolve this matter. They won the jury trial, but a judge overruled the jury and issued a ruling preventing them from decorating their home this year for Christmas. Further in the article, it says, change your tune because joy to the world is too religious. More evidence of a full-blown assault on faith comes courtesy of South Souter Charter School in Northern California. Brooklyn, a 13-year-old eighth grader, was told that she could not perform an instrumental version of Joy to the World at her school because the song is too religious. A school employee said the song might be deemed inappropriate and subsequently sent Brooklyn an email confirming she'd been banned from performing it. It seems as though the school feared that words like Lord and Savior and Heaven might be too offensive or might trigger the godless to say something. Of course, school officials offered a politically correct solution and suggested that Brooklyn consider playing Jingle Bells, a more secular tune. The silver lining, however, that Brooklyn held her ground and stood strong by her faith. In response to the incident, she stated, there's no way. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is a lesson for you, for me, lesson for every adult. Here's a 13-year-old girl that says, there's no way I'm going to relent. I could have easily submitted a new song. But the next thing you know, the First Amendment rights that we all have would be dead, end quote. Further in this article, the ACLU pressured Arkansas courthouse to remove nativity scene. With Christmas right around the corner, it's not surprising that organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, the Religious from Freedom Foundation, the FFRF, the American Humanist Association, and misguided officials are looking for ways to suppress religious expression. Such incidents occurred at Bradley County, Arkansas, after a county official issued a public letter stating the county will no longer display the nativity scenes on the courthouse lawn. For the last 3 years, County Judge Clay McKinney says an out-of-state ACLU chapter has contacted him asking for the display to be removed. The article further says, your greatest hope for victory. Opponents of religious freedom have been turning a season meant for peace and into a season of strife. The incident above, all of these incidents above, and the countless violations you've seen in recent years are examples of how hostile groups twist and exploit Christmas into a time to destroy religious liberties. They abuse the courts and disregard the First Amendment to intimidate every citizen every day because of their religious convictions. This Christmas season, the stakes have never been higher for religious freedom in America. And that's why First Liberty attorneys are ready to fight the good fight with the confidence that the Constitution and the laws are the foundational pillars that safeguard religious liberty for you and for me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a pretty good synopsis. That's a pretty good overview. That's a pretty good insight. That's a pretty good open window as to what's taking place in America today with the assault on our religious liberties and freedom of speech. Yes, it comes under the guise of saying that they're fighting the nativity scenes and the fighting the wreaths and fighting the Christmas carols and the passing out of Christmas cards and the saying Merry Christmas. That is the premise that they use to get to the foundation of destroying our Bill of Rights and especially the First Amendment with the freedom of speech and the freedom and religious liberties that we have. Ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our freedom of speech, if we lose our religious liberties, we may as well not worry about, be concerned about Christmas and the celebration of Christmas. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's the portal, that's the doorway, that's the entry of the socialist, Marxist, Democrats, and the leftists that's trying to destroy the United States of America, to remove the fundamental foundation of where we stand as Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you right through to the studios, right to our microphones, that we can have a discussion on this issue today. Invite your call in. Invite your statement. We're talking about Christmas as a time to go and tell. Are you intimidated by the leftists? Are you intimidated by those that say you can't say Merry Christmas? Ladies and gentlemen, I say to every boy and girl in school, up and down the hallways as you march each and every day, say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Pass out Christmas cards. Let the world know that you're not ashamed of the Savior's birth and that you're willing to take a stand and valiantly and openly and verbally and visibly. Let your voice be heard that you are saying, yes, that this is Christmas, the birth of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell the world, ladies and gentlemen, Christians are seeing an intensification of this war against God, this war against Christmas, the battle against Christians, and everything that we stand for as Christians in the nation today. This season appears to be an open season on our First Amendment, the First Amendment rights and the freedom of speech and the religious liberties that we have. We must not surrender to the demands of the left. We must stand for our religious liberties and the freedom of speech that we have. When's the last time you heard someone in your stores where you're shopping this season? When's the last time you heard them say Merry Christmas? If they don't, you do. If they say have a happy holiday, say no, 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 it's Christ's birthday. Merry Christmas to you. And see what kind of response you get. And if you're at a store, ladies and gentlemen, and they're not playing Christmas music, kindly, calmly, visit with the manager and ask him why not. Let him know if you're going to spend God's money out of your pocket in that store. You expect to be recognized and that God's Christmas be recognized, God's people be recognized, and that there be a recognition that this is a holiday. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's a federal holiday, and it's called Christmas. What's wrong with calling it Christmas? What's wrong with saying Merry Christmas to those that you encounter during this season? I'm encouraging you and challenging you. Don't be intimidated. Don't let your voice be squelched. Don't hide in a closet. Don't be fearful and intimidated by what the world might say. But ladies and gentlemen, across America today, city after city and state after state, we seem to be seeing an intensification of the bowing to the political correctness that further erodes our religious liberties and freedom of speech. This is the reason I call on Christians everywhere, every day, especially during the Christmas season. Don't bow and don't bend. Keep on serving the Lord and let it be open. And go and tell the world that the Savior is born. Here's an article that says, law firm warns city banning nativity scene violates the First Amendment. It's a wonderful statement. Let me read you that headline again. A law firm warns the city banning nativity scene violates the First Amendment. First Liberty Institute says actions constitute hostility to faith. Dateline December the 12th, 2019. The mythical Christmas-hating Grinch apparently is alive and well in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where city officials banned a nativity scene because its religious nature, end quote. The display of the Knights of Columbus Star of the Sea Council is being defended by the First Liberty Institute, which charged that the ban violates the First Amendment and religious liberty rights. Quote, city officials either have terribly wrong information, or such animus toward religious people and religious people of faith that they would rather break the law than allow a nativity display at Christmas time, said Robert Byron, senior counsel for First Liberty Institute. It is a blatant violation of the First Amendment rights to ban religious displays from public property. Did you hear that? And yet many public officials, city council members, and those in leadership in cities across America will say, it violates the Constitution. You can't do that, the separation of church and state. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I dare you to read the Constitution and show me one sentence, one word, where it says there's a wall of separation of church and state. Doesn't exist in our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. And as Christians, we need to also be constitutionalists. Because it's God's law that's codified in the Constitution. It's not just Constitution. It's what God gives us, the liberties and the freedom to say and do. But this First Liberty Council, First Liberty Institute says, it is a blatant violation of the First Amendment right to ban religious displays from public property. The Institute explained that for decades, the creche has been a component of Christian tradition at Rehoboth Beach. Quote, other yearly holiday displays on site include Christmas trees, light displays, a large Santa house nearby the boardwalk that's erected, owned and displayed by the local Chamber of Commerce. The Institute said the local Knights of Columbus have been trying to continue the tradition of the creche display beginning last year, city officials banned the creche from the city property, claiming it cannot be placed on the circle of other property because it's religious. The mayor, Paul Coons, recently admitted on television, quote, the city policy is not to have religious displays on public property and city property this year. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an arbitrary and capricious decision. I say to everyone, every place across the nation, whatever city you're in, ladies and gentlemen, if there's somebody that says the city officials tell you that, dare them to do anything about it. Let them file suit. Take it to court. Let the courts determine, because, ladies and gentlemen, the courts have not banned, generally speaking, have not banned religious displays like the nativity scene and a cross, not a cross, but a creche. They've not banned it at all, and that is a horrible miscarriage of justice for any city official to tell you that. But cities and states across America are bowing to the politically correct. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time as Christians to stand up, speak up, and as the scripture in Mark's Gospel, the 16th chapter, the 15th verse says, go tell. And that's what we ought to do at Christmas. Go tell. Let everybody know the Savior's born. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.